Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to welcome you all here this morning to the Pratt Willard Community Center in the Ellicott Council District in the city of Buffalo. Before we begin, I want to recognize some of the special guests that we have with us here today, and I want you to hold your applause until everyone has been announced. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. I knew you couldn't hold your applause on that one. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Empire State Development President and CEO Howard Zemsky. New York State Senator Tim Kennedy. New York State Assembly Member Crystal People Stokes. New York State Assembly Member Monica Wallace. New York State Assembly Member Sean Ryan. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars. Erie County Legislator Barbara Miller Williams. Town of Cheektowaga Supervisor Diane Benchkowski. City of Buffalo Common Council Member Ulysses Wingo. City of Buffalo Common Council Member Rashid Wyatt. CAO President L. Nathan Heer. SUNY Trustee Eunice Lewin. Buffalo Branch NAAC President Reverend Mark Blue. And all other distinguished guests that are here today, give yourselves a great big round of applause. I am especially delighted to welcome Governor Cuomo back to Buffalo. Since he took office, the governor has been a friend and champion of the city of Buffalo. And even though it is pouring outside, every time the governor comes to Buffalo, it is a good day, it is a sunny day, and the governor brings a lot of goodies for the people of Buffalo and Western New York. Today, the historic Buffalo Billion Program is helping to transform this city and rejuvenate our economy. Companies are choosing us. Families and millennials are staying here to work and raise their families, and we are certainly moving in the right direction. In May, with the governor in Buffalo, we saw some of the great transformations happening all across our waterfront. Today, we are talking about the change that is underway on the east side of Buffalo. With the support of Governor Cuomo, we are making an unprecedented investment in tackling our housing challenges and ensuring affordable, safe, and quality homes for working families on the east side of Buffalo. Now, with the governor's continued assistance, we will do much more. My administration sought state legislation that was sponsored by Assemblymember Crystal People Stokes and Senators Pat Gallivan and Tim Kennedy, which was signed into law by Governor Cuomo last year, that enabled the City of Buffalo to acquire dozens of foreclosure properties owned by absentee landlords who had allowed their properties to fall into serious disrepair. The objective now is to begin the process of rehabilitating these and other homes and to help more families in our city become homeowners. And we look forward to continuing to work with the governor on these critical efforts to provide families with the opportunity in every single section of our city. Together, we are taking action to strengthen our communities and to rejuvenate our economy. So, I again want to thank the governor for his great leadership and for his support, and I want to thank all of our partners at the state and local level and throughout the community who are helping to transform every neighborhood in the city of Buffalo block by block. Now, please join me in welcoming the dynamic president and CEO of the Empire State Development Corporation, Howard Zemsky.
Thank you, Mayor. It's great to be back in Buffalo. I can't tell you how many times I'm traveling all around the state and people are talking about your amazing city and this region. It's fabulous. Economic development, as I often say, is a team sport. And in Western New York and in Buffalo, this is really the best team in the state. So forget about... And it's just important to say the combination of the amazing governor and lieutenant governor, the county executive, the mayor, our legislators, all working together in this region. You might not remember that not that many years ago, we were known for making excuses and pointing fingers. Those days are long gone. This is the most coherent, collaborative region, delegation, administration working together, and it's made a huge difference. Believe me, I travel all over the state. That kind of unity, working with the business community, working with each other, all branches of government, it's fabulous. I'm going to talk a little bit about ways that New York State has gone from missing in action not that many years ago to being at the center of the action as we've come to know it. So as an example, you think about the waterfront, Canal Side, the Outer Harbor State Park, the activation of the Buffalo River. If you think about transit and the state support for the rail car rebuild, for car sharing Main Street, for bringing back the DL&W as part of Buffalo Billion Phase 2, for supporting the EIS to extend transit out to Amherst as part of the alternatives analysis. You think about almost 20 transit-oriented development projects supported by the state. Downtown revitalization, complete streets on Genesee, on Niagara Street, on Chippewa. Think about the historic assets that we have supported through the state historic tax credits, through support of the Frank Lloyd Wright Martin House, Gray Cliff, the amazing transformation of Richardson, the Michigan Street Heritage Corridor Commission, and so many assets on Michigan Street. Think about the support of cultural assets, the Birchfield, the Albright Knox, Shays Theater, and so many other theaters and cultural assets throughout the region. Workforce development through our support of the Burgard Partnership, support of Say Yes, the amazing, ambitious project at the Northland Corridor, the Workforce Development Center, Buffalo Manufacturing Works, our support for innovation, 43 North, the most dynamic, largest business plan competition in the country, centers of excellence, centers for advanced technology, dozens and dozens of startup New York businesses associated with UB and other colleges in this region. New York State is involved everywhere in the revitalization of this city and this region. We have gone from missing in action under Governor Cuomo to being at the center of the action. One more time, let's hear it for the man who has made Buffalo happen. But of course, there's more work to do. And today, I am proud to announce that we are launching the first phase of a new $10 million neighborhood stabilization initiative under the Buffalo Billion 2, targeting Buffalo's east side and the town of Cheektowaga. Today, we are committing $4 million, the first $4 million to a three-part program designed to help east side neighborhoods to keep people in their homes. First, $1.4 million to create new home ownership opportunities in partnership with the mayor and the city of Buffalo. The city has about 28 properties in the east side that they are seeking to rehab and transfer to new homeowners. And with state funding, they believe the first homes could be ready for occupancy this fall. Second, we are investing $2 million in housing preservation on the east side and in the town of Cheektowaga to prevent foreclosure, to foster healthy living conditions, and to improve long-term community resiliency. The program will help low-income families with repairs, weatherization, lead remediation, and other improvements that make their homes more livable. We'll be working with the Community Foundation and a number of other partners who will help as many as 200 households within the coming year. And third, we are investing more than $1 million to address and prevent so-called zombie properties. The program will target properties in the town of Cheektowaga and on Buffalo's east side, including 17 already identified, working with homeowners to modify their mortgage and reduce their risk of foreclosure. Together, these investments will combat blight and draw residents to the east side, bringing new life into the community. Today's announcement complements everything we are doing, from housing to job training to spur economic development, and continue Buffalo's upward trajectory. Before I introduce the governor, I just want to say, you know, I've lived here for 37 years, and I don't think there's anyone in this room, not one of you, certainly not me, who could have imagined where Buffalo would be today if we thought back 8 years ago. It's unimaginable, the energy that this city has, the optimism, particularly among the young people. I've got three 20-somethings myself, all their friends, everywhere you go, not only in this city, but around the state. Everybody knows it. You know it better than anyone, but the story of Buffalo is being told and talked about everywhere. People are modeling themselves on what's happened here in Buffalo. And I think, you know, it's a team sport. It takes a lot to make a transformation like that happen. And having, you know, lived through some significant portion of it with the governor, you know and I know that this never, ever would have happened without the one person who actually believed in this city and our future before we believed in it, and that's Governor Cuomo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, it is a pleasure to be back. And for me, the sun is shining. A couple of light raindrops. But it's always a pleasure to be back. And it's so exciting to be here on the east side today with so many friends and so many colleagues who have done such great work together. First, your mayor, Byron Brown. Let's give him a big round of applause for the great job he's doing. Our great Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, let's give her a round of applause. The county executive, Mark Polenkar, is our partner. We have our legislators here, and it doesn't happen unless the legislators bring home the bacon, and this is the bacon squad you have here. Senator Tim Kennedy, let's give him a round of applause. The indefatigable Crystal People Stokes. Monica Wallace and Sean Ryan. Let's give them a round of applause. And Howard the Z-Man Zemsky. Let's give him a round of applause. I'm going to be brief. I'm going to make a few points because it is raining a little bit. And the county executive leaned over to me and he said, you know, we may have flash flooding in Erie County. I know what that means. That means he's about to say, oh, there are floods. By the way, can the state help us with these floods? I normally would not mind, but I'm wearing my good shoes today. And I'm not going to ruin them. Last time he said that to me was when we had 7 feet of snow here. I came out, I helped, I couldn't get out of bed for a week. So I'm not ruining these shoes. Howard's exactly right. For many years, the state was just not present in Western New York and Buffalo. There was a sense in Buffalo that you were closer to other states than you were to Albany. And the state government, frankly, and I've said this before, and I'm not proud of it, but the state government was too focused on downstate New York. It was all about downstate. Why? Well, it's human nature. Legislature is predominantly elected from downstate. Legislators are most interested in what they can do for their district, and most of them were from downstate New York. It was wrong. It was unfortunate. It was misguided because upstate New York is the area that needed the help. Downstate was doing fine economically. Upstate was losing businesses and losing people. And that went on for 20, 30 years. We saw the wrong and we did a 180-degree turn on that. And we have been more present in Buffalo and Western New York, and I have been more present probably than any governor since Grover Cleveland, who lived here. And this has been a team effort, and I've partnered with the mayor and the county executive, and we're doing it together with the legislative delegation. But we are present. It's not a coincidence that the lieutenant governor is from Buffalo. It's not a coincidence that Howard Zemsky is from Buffalo. A lot of reasons why you would pick Howard Zemsky. A lot of obvious reasons. Good looking. Fancy dresser. Great sense of humor. Great sense of business. And head of economic development from Buffalo. Howard's also right. We get a kick out of it now. We travel a lot to the other cities, especially upstate, and there is a real Buffalo jealousy factor, you know. Not that jealousy is a good thing, but if anybody said to me a few years ago, you know, the other cities are going to be jealous of how well Buffalo is doing, and they're going to want to be doing as well. But there's no doubt that we are succeeding, and there's no doubt that we have made tremendous progress in a very short period of time. You see it everywhere. You see it in the numbers. Unemployment was 8.3%. Today it's 4.9%. We've created 30,000 new jobs. 2016 was the best year for hiring in close to 20 years. Major companies moving into Western New York, General Motors, Sumitomo Tire, Moog, all coming here. Canal Side, Mr. Joya is here. 10 times the number of visitors now come to Canal Side. I was going to pass by today. They had the Italian Fest. I was thinking about a piece of sausage all morning, but I think I'm going to pass on that. Entrepreneur Magazine named Buffalo the number two place for startup companies. Entrepreneur Magazine. And there's a different feel. There's a different attitude. There's a different persona now to Buffalo and Western New York. We have a bounce in our step. We have a mojo that we didn't have before. I always thought of the Peace Bridge situation as a metaphor for so many things. We said, well, we're not just going to take 20 years of indecision anymore. And we're not going to get pushed around by anyone on the Peace Bridge situation. And we stood up for ourselves. I was accused of being combative, but we stood up for ourselves. We have a beautiful new Gateway Plaza at the Peace Bridge now. It's working, and it's working for Western New York. And was I combative? You're darn right. And I will fight for the people of Buffalo and Western New York any day of the week. We're now debating on the Riverbend site. What's better for us? The Tesla company, Panasonic company? Do we want to make solar panels or batteries or electric cars? What's best? It's a beautiful debate to have, because for 40 years, we were putting flowers at the Riverbend site as the gravesite of Republic Steel. Now we're talking about cutting-edge industries and what's the best cutting-edge industry for Western New York. So we've come a long, long way. And the best sign, because it's the inverse of what was the saddest sign. Young people are now coming home, and young people are coming to Buffalo. But today I pose another question to you, because this is your community, and you make the decisions, but there's a question you have to deal with. We're succeeding, a lot of positive growth, a lot of investment, a lot of good news. The question is, what do you consider success? What do you consider as the ultimate goal of all these efforts? And what does Buffalo as a community really want to achieve? Because I can go through all those numbers of success, but today we're on the east side of Buffalo, and there are different numbers on the east side. You're talking about twice the unemployment rate at about 16%. You're talking about a depopulation rate, twice the rate of the rest of the city. You're talking about a poverty rate of close to 40%. And that is worth thinking about. And in the midst of all this success, are we really a success? When you have part of the city, part of the family of Buffalo, who still isn't sharing in that success. And I would ask you to think about the concept that the greatest success is a success that is shared with the most, and that we're not truly a success and we are not truly a success until we have shared that success with the entire community. Now, for the East Side, we know there are tough challenges. We know there are real problems. But we also know how to deal with it. We've learned these lessons. We know how to do comprehensive community development. We can do it. We need the political will. We need the stamina. We need the resources, but we can do it. We know people need job training. That's what we were doing with the Northland Job Training Center. You have to get people the skills in this economy so they can compete, which means first they need the education to compete. And we have to get our public schools where they need to be and provide the services through the schools that the community needs. Then we need the job training, and then we need the placement to the jobs that are actually going to offer a wage that people can afford to live, and a job that actually has advancement. We have that Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus doing great, great work. Let's train people for those jobs that we are creating that are going to provide real careers. And it all starts for me with housing. I've worked in housing all my life. I started in my 20s building housing for homeless people. I was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Clinton. It's about housing. Why? Because housing is the heart of the community. It is the building block. Housing is the heart of the family. You want me to get my life together, you need a place to get your life together. You need stability. You literally need a roof over your head. That is from a human level. That is the first step to getting a life together. And that's where we want to start today. It's about housing, and we have to stop the downward cycle that we are now in. We are still paying the price for the mortgage crisis from 2007-2008. You still see mortgages that shouldn't have been made in the first place being foreclosed on. A house becomes foreclosed. The house sits empty. As soon as it's empty, the house is vandalized. Now you have an abandoned, vandalized home on the block, and you feel the rest of the block getting sucked into that void. And then people who are trying to keep the house right, trying to pay the mortgage, trying to pay the expenses, their house is devalued by the house that was abandoned, and the entire block starts to close in on itself. We have to change that cycle. Stop the foreclosure in the first place. Come in, do what you need to do to fix the mortgage. Rehab that abandoned house and sell it and get a family in there that's going to keep it right and keep it productive. That's what the mayor was starting with his land bank proposal that we passed into law, and now what he needs is funding to make that happen, to pay for the mortgages, to do the rehab, and to do the closings. And that's what the $10 million that we're pledging today is all about. So it is a step in the right direction. And let's think about, as part of Buffalo Billion 2, not just creating great jobs at the high end, not just bringing in the big companies, not just rebuilding downtown, but pledging to ourselves as members of the family of Buffalo that we're not going to stop building, and we're not going to consider ourselves a success, and we're not going to consider the Buffalo Billion a success until that bright light of opportunity shines on every face in Buffalo. Thank you, and God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.